Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 1151st episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to The Block Church, the place for the whosoever wills, every other Thursday night at 9 p.m. You know, make sure you tell a friend to tell more friends to tell more friends that, oh wait. How about that? We can't even tell friends no more. Y'all better go on with yourselves. Welcome to D-Block Church. What up? Tell your people to let everybody know. 319-527-6091 is the number. If that doesn't work, 323-870-4174. Now, we're going to send you a text. So now, when you get the text, you now then go send it to your friends. The reason why is because tonight we really. Well, how about this? We ain't got nothing else to do. March Madness is madness. But I would like you to enjoy this madness on D-Block Church tonight, because tonight what we like to do, I got brothers with me, y'all. It's something about family. Now, see, they told you that you got to be apart and social distancing and keep yourselves away from each other and stay away from each other. Stay brave length of weight, 6 feet. We're not even hearing what the things that they say about what it is that we're things into the life, like, you know, speak life, speak it into the existence. That is what they say. And all of a sudden, we went from Kobe Bryant hitting the mountain. We all wanted to be different. We all loved each other. We needed God. We wanted to be all right. Now, not even 3 weeks later, we have to stay 6 feet away from each other because God forbid we get this thing and you what might die? Is that the worst thing that's going to happen to you? Yeah, I just said it. Someone out there said, what? Why would you say that? Because think about it. We're going to be serious about everything. The only thing that God ever promised us is that we were going to die. He doesn't say when. He don't say how. He don't say where you're going to be. He don't say if you're going to do it alone. He don't say if you're going to do it rich, you poor. He didn't tell you if you was going to fulfill your dreams or not. He just knows that you are going to go. So my thing is, are we scared that crazy that we now stuck in the crib 6 feet away from each other because, well, we don't want to breathe on each other? I got my cousin here tonight. And it's funny because I don't even know how to put him in there because, like, okay. You know how they say karma is your friend? You know what I'm talking about. She's the girl. She's a thing that rhymes with the itch, but, you know, she starts with a B. That's what karma is. And the things that we take for granted, the things that we laugh at, the things that you might, you know, always think that you always have, you know, like your nice, beautiful, fluffy job that you didn't have for 12, 13, 14, 15, 22, 35 years, you know, that job that the government has now just claimed that it is not essential. You can't even show up to go to the thing that you thought you were doing. But yet you throw the $30 to the girl at the gas station and be like, just put 30 on 20, 30 on 12. But the girl is still collecting money. You are not at work. Karma. You feel where I'm coming from sometimes, y'all? I apologize. You know, I'm in the house and I'm by myself, so sometimes I be stir crazy. I got company. Social distancing has made people go all the way left. That's why tonight, the question is, I really don't think that we whole enough to stay that far apart. Simple as that. If you agree, call in. If you don't, call in. But there is one thing through this whole entire that I am really, 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 really sincerely, really, really asking. One person out there, if you are dealing with the coronavirus, if you know someone, if you are right there at their bedside, we really want to pray for them. Because truth be told, if this thing is really out here the way that it is, then we need to be touching and agreeing on a lot of things to get these things out of our airways, if that's what we need to be doing. So if you out there tonight, I please encourage you to press 1. Because for real, if you don't press 1 tonight, I'm telling you about Holy Week, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you how it's going to work, because if we can do something and clear it up in 2 weeks, 319-527-6091 is one number. 323-870-4174 is the other. Just think about it. What do you think? Me. Thinking about it, look at karma again. I'm about to introduce you to two brothers that have a story beyond the story within a story. Tell your story. We don't even understand it. But when you start to, just know that God is awesome. If you're already on the line, know that you've already got it. Know that you've already been, you've been called. This is you. This is for you. I'm telling you that it's for you because you're the only one that wants to listen to it. How about that? Somebody out there is the only person that's in the room right now listening to it. But guess what? That's why God chose you. That's exactly why God chose you. Because this thing here is something that you'll never, ever, 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 ever believe for yourself. And like I'm saying, it's tangible. You're not watching it on no television show. Nobody made this up. This ain't no, you're not going to, well, you might be able to just subscribe to them later at a later date. But today you can't subscribe to them. But you might be able to in this world. But right now, when I was 16 years old, I was 16 years old the last time I saw my cousin. No, I probably was about 15. I ain't even gonna lie. I was about 15 when I seen him. But it took that long. We're 42 today. I apologize. We are 42. Look. I want them to tell you who they are. I think it'd be better if they told you. Who wants to talk first? Jew?
Yeah, I'll talk first.
Yeah, talk to them.
How y'all doing out there? My name is Joyous. Everybody call me Juju. I got Brother Artil with me.
Everybody call me A. Doug.
Oh, I like it.
We grew up snot-nosed together.
Ran the streets together. Did everything together.
When y'all say everything, you mean everything, everything?
Everything.
Or I mean, everything, everything, everything.
I mean everything.
Oh, you mean like everything?
Everything.
Oh, everything, y'all. Everything.
Think of doing as a teenager and everything you can't think of doing as a teenager. We did.
God goons.
And at the end of the day, they did it. And a lot of people are doing it. And the problem is right now, these young brothers had to learn how to be 6 feet apart. They had to learn how to be self like, to be socially distant. They had to learn how to do this because it was stripped from them, right?
Yes, it was.
So, because, you know, when y'all do everything and you do everything and then you have to do everything, we on, so we ain't even going to tell no lies. So, like I said, When you end and you've been ripped away from what you call life, your family, your the way you thought that you were supposed to do this. So your television show, well, no, y'all ain't losing on TV. I forgot. We halfway taken all the way back where they went. So no, half of the, imagine, we are out here dying right now because we can't go outside.
Yeah.
No. We can't go to the mall, excuse me. We can't go to the gym. We can't go to the nail salon. We can't go to the movies. These are all luxuries of life that we have taken all the way solely for granted to the point where we used to not even have any of this stuff, and we were all the way fine. So tonight, because I have them sitting here, I wanted to ask questions because I look at stuff and I see what I see. I'll ask them and see if they see what I see, because you got to think, they have not been outside. Like, they didn't tell you that part. I'm letting them talk about that part. But y'all got to think about the irony of where they've come from to where we're sitting at right now. And what I'm trying to say is, I don't believe that we as the people are whole enough. I don't believe that we are equipped enough. I don't believe that we have enough what it takes to actually build ourselves up from within, because being 6 feet away says that you're on your own doing this thing and nobody's there to help you. And no matter how bad you feel, you better do it yourself, because I ain't getting no close to you because I can't help you. And that's a lie. That's a bona fide lie. We can't do anything like that. So I'm going to be quiet because y'all know I like to talk. Y'all know I like to talk. So how long were y'all locked down?
Joyous Juju was locked down for 25 years.
25? And how long were you?
24.
So you got 25 and 24. Now, shout out to anybody that's not even 25 or 24 that's listening to this right now, because we live in a whole different world.
And speaking of this social distancing, willingly, it's kind of messed up, because when you force to be separated and distanced from people you love, people you like, just the outside world, is a harsh reality in that aspect. So what I'm basically saying is, we understand what they're saying, but we as people, and then believing in God, God got us. So we must fight through this, continue to socialize with each other, because this social distance, they've been doing that already with all this computerized stuff. So I think we need to bring it back to the old school. It takes a village to raise a child, and we need to, like, come as one as people, man.
Mm.
And this coronavirus, I think it is what it is. Like, everything is in God's hands.
How for 24 years get back out here, be with my family and friends, and now there's a virus out here that's telling me I can't even be with them. Like, all that fight I did was what, for nothing? It's bigger than what, it's not as big as what people making it seem to be. It's serious, but yet it's ways to go about doing this. And your loved ones, we need to be there for each other. And if you're going to social distance, it's not going to happen. We got to lean on each other. Like, my brother Juju here, you know, we were separated. Last time I saw him was 1996. And that was at our trial.
Wow.
And after that,
we ain't see each other until 2018.
Yeah. And it was like,
wow,
we was little boys the last time we saw each other. Next time we saw each other, we was two grown men. And, like, I mean, we didn't even know how to embrace each other because the social distance that
was forced upon
us. Forced upon us caused us to.
Wow.
We had to relearn each other.
And it was sad. And this is my brother, somebody that, you know, I grew up with from a child, elementary school.
Slept in the same bed and everything.
I mean, so.
I mean, we made our mistakes, but this is show you how good God is. Like, we both had life sentences. We was never supposed to see the streets again. But God bless us with the opportunity to see the streets again, to do some good, to bring back unity amongst the people.
Right.
And it's crazy because now this coronavirus is basically telling you to separate from the people, and that ain't right. God gonna protect us.
I just believe that if you're out there and you're listening tonight, you are listening to the 1,151st episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I wish Chappie was here because Chappie would get into numbers. And all I can say is 1151. That would be 8. Ain't that new beginning? That's new beginning. That's new beginnings, y'all.
And that's where we live in, a new beginning.
That's new beginnings. Do you not even understand that? Right now, in the time that we are in, it's a new beginning. Because if you don't understand how it works, there is, see, I like the fact that everybody has an idea of who they think or what they think they live for. A lot of people, they live for their job, their money. Their money makes them. They make the money, and they're fine. We find that those types of people realize when they lose jobs that they have lost everything, which really is not true because it just says that now you have a new beginning. Now you got to look at the same thing a different way. It's almost like a revelation. Wow. It's just an idea of a thought of people are out here getting sick. Would I want to be away from people sick, away from the person that I know is sick? Or would I want to help the person?
Yeah, and it's crazy because they telling you stay 6 feet away from people. It's kind of ironic that when you get buried in the dirt, they bury you 6 feet down.
Come on.
Just look at that and understand what that is. Like, that don't even, like, really make sense.
That's grave. That's
they
grave
ain't even
talk.
Say arm distance away. They say 6 feet, and you get buried 6 feet deep.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. 6 feet.
And, like,
like, why 6 feet?
And this is what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Why not five?
Me and my brother that did all this time, we was never supposed to see the streets again. We both had life sentences beyond 6 feet deep. But God showed the way, blessed us, and we back out here, man. And we trying to make a difference, especially with the kids, man, because they needed the most, man.
And I'm glad that he said something about the kids because we know that We can touch 3 children right now that we know that we should be praying for every day. Why? Because they deserve better than what we've given them. But what I will say is the same way that they both sit here and they can tell you that they never thought that they would be out. And as plain as day as they sitting there on my couch. And anybody that's out there today that doesn't know who God is, and I mean have a whole personal relationship with God, you got to understand exactly who God is. You got to understand exactly who God is. You got to understand why God is. No, I like how I say you got to understand it, but it's something that you'll never be able to understand. truthfully. It's something you'll never be able to understand.
And we ain't sitting 6 feet apart, neither.
Don't tell them. They might come in here and get us because, you know, the government be listening. They might say, oh, my God, they're not 6 feet away. You know, that's going to be the next thing.
Yeah.
They're going to come in the house and tell you what to do, how to do what you want to do in your house. Like, the only good thing about the virus right now is that you're in your house. So guess what? Them same kids that's getting on your nerves, them same kids that keep running around and ain't listening and just doing whatever they want to do and not what you want them to do, just imagine those same kids outside in the streets doing it to somebody else. It's time. Fix your family. Do it right. We inside for a reason. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it.
Speaking of the kids that's inside in the house, y'all cry and complain about having to stay in the house. Try locking yourself in your room and just staying in your room for 3-4 days. Imagine that.
Wow.
That was my life for 24 years. Locked in a room.
Wait. You mean, oh, wow. I see.
And they trying to put us back under arrest? Not at all.
So wait. Oh, wow. Yeah, how about that? We're like locked down and we're still like in the house with like, oh, wow. You're right.
Yep.
Put yourself in the room.
Put yourself in the room.
Start crazy.
Mind yourself in the room. Imagine just being locked down, not being able to come out your room. You still able to move within the house.
There's a wholeness that I said. I called it whole. I said that we're not whole enough. You know, I don't believe that we are ready to be apart. I believe that divided we stand, together we fall. What is it? Together we stand,
divided
we fall.
Yes.
So I think that they are setting us up for failure, and we are allowing it to happen.
And I give hugs because hugs is love.
I think we're allowing it to happen because I believe that there's people that are listening right now that know that there is a power that is beyond no other power, because the only reason why these two brothers are sitting on my couch is because of the resurrecting blood of Christ. And that is, and that's the new beginning of life. So you got to understand how it all goes, so that it can all come to an end. Everything has to come to an end at one time. The blessing of it is through Christ. You get a new beginning. But you have to believe that you can get the new beginning. You have to believe that you can get the new start. You have to believe this. So now let's go all the way back. Because I know there's people out there that might be like, well, wait, I'm confused. Because let's just clear the air and ask the question. The two brothers that are sitting on the panel tonight, they are Muslim brothers. They call themselves Muslim. I welcome them to D-Block Church. The reason why is because at the end of the day, we need to do this together. So when you're talking about the seven seals that happened at the end, because it's going to take all seven of us, because, you know, God blessed the seed of Abraham, not just one seed, but he blessed the seeds of Abraham. That means that all of us are going to have to acknowledge the other one. And we're going to have to understand what we don't understand. And because we don't know, we walk away from it. They say what they say, my people will die from a lack of knowledge. So the more that we understand about things, we might be able to actually do this thing and do this thing together the way that God had actually intended for it to be. Because when you sit down and you really, really start to look at things and you say, oh, my God, I was here at one time, and then that person knew that person, and then that person broke up with this person, and then when we was at the club, I met this person, and then this person gave me a job that was like, wow, and now I'm like sitting on the other side of life, and then you look back, and you have to go all the way back, and you remember, Like, that was the worst part of your life. Like, that was the worst time in your life, that one moment. But look how great of a mountain that it has, you know, that it gave you. Look at the story. And right about now, it's time to tell a story. Because everybody talking about this coronavirus. What I would like to tell you is to pull up one, crack it open, and put a lime in. If you like grenadine, snap that too. Because this is what we're about to do with the corona tonight, baby. Because I believe toast it. Put it in the air. Do whatever we need to do because it's done. And I believe that if we stand on it and we say what it is that it is, that we could be exactly what it is, free. Free from the shenanigans that is going on, because what we're doing right now is blocking our blessing. This right now is our time. Do you not know that in all of the things that you ever want to know about God, this is what you need to know, that God loved you enough that at the end of the day, he gave you 613 laws, and he wanted us to follow him. Why? Because he wanted the best out of us, because he made us in his likeness and his image. So he wanted the best for us, but at the end of the day, if he made us in his likeness and his image, then that says that, well, my God is good, because I like the things I do, I like the way I look, I like some of the things I do, you know, so my relationship is kind of like, oh, you funny, like, you know better, oh, you playing with me today, but my relationship has gotten to the point too, where I hear him too, and he'd be like, girl, roll your window up, they infected. Keep going. I say, oh, all right. So you mean to tell me that some people is affected and some people not? Oh, wait a minute. Now I'm confused. So what am I supposed to be doing, God? All I heard was blessing. All I heard was blessing. All I heard was blessing. That's all I know how to do. I can't do it by myself. I can't praise by myself. Anybody that know me know I'm a touchy. Anybody that know me know I'm a shine a light on you. Anybody that know me, even if you want to be dark, and we ain't going to have the dark right now. We going to have the light, because we have the authority to do it. We have the right to say, not right now. And I'm telling you, Corona, if nobody else is telling you, on D Block Church, not right now. You know why? Because we getting ready for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. That's why. Because we're looking at what is about to happen. We're looking at the new things that are going to happen. We're not scared to die.
And it's crazy. Back in our youth, we ran the street, did bad things, all that, to get in the situation we got in. Being blessed by God make you change your outlook on life. Understanding God makes you change your outlook on life. For example, tonight, we driving, cops everywhere, we ain't have a worry in the world, because we legit. We grown men, we believe in a higher power, and it just feel good. So the blessings of God is real, man. You just got to grab on that helm and just hold on, man, and really believe that and pray, because prayer really works. If you wholeheartedly pray, God got you.
I've been out over a year now, and I truly believe that everything I did is from God. You know, I've been blessed to have a good job, a good girl, good family in my corner. And my first year home was just, it wasn't a struggle. I know a lot of people who came home before me came back and talked about how much of a struggle it is out here in the world. But my first year, I was just, opportunities was blessed upon me, because, you know, I never stopped believing in my faith and always put my trust in God. And now he brought my brother home, and I just want to help my brother, you know, get on the same path I'm on, and show them that it is easy, because like we said earlier, neither one of us ever thought that we would be here.
But here we are in reality, you know what I mean, living the life, you know, with our freedom, something we thought we would never get again. So now it's time to take this second opportunity we was blessed with and turn it into a positive instead of like when we was younger, everything we did was on the negative side of things. We rarely did anything positive, but now it's time to give back and use our failure to help uplift others.
As living examples. Experience. So we could bring those that are misguided or in the dark right now, we could bring them and try our best to bring them back to the light and show them a different way of life, that you don't have to be bad, a thug, or any of that. Like, life is life, man. I was told that it's cool to grow old, man. And the youth today definitely need it, man. And this social separation right here, that's not helping things. I understand.
The kids like it because you can't. People are like in their world because they're like, oh, wow. She would usually say something to me, but now she has to be quiet. I like this. Like, she doesn't even get to talk. Like, oh, yeah, wow. Like, really? Like, our kids need. And it's funny. I like what y'all just said because at the end of the day, y'all just see them because they really look like kids. And I hate to say it like that, but they're like well preserved. Like they're not messed up.
Yeah, we still got swag to us.
There's a saving in this.
Yes.
That you don't understand until you literally. One day I'm gonna have to have them on somewhere where they can be live, so y'all can literally see them live in this flesh. Because if you out here listening today and you just would like to call in and ask them a question, touch and agree, do something, welcome them to the kingdom because they sit as brothers sitting at the table with me to the kingdom. So show the unity that we are. Please, 319-527-6091, 323-870-4174. And remember, if you hit one, it'll signal the board to let us know that you're out there. Because what I don't want anyone to do is think that we are, one, not taking the coronavirus series, two, not going to explain to you and not understand or act as if we don't understand that higher power. That God, there is only one. And you understand? So there's a lot of different names. People get caught up. They want to do this. They want to do that. What I'm talking about right now is beyond that. And that's where you have to go in order for your children to be able to be okay. Because in life, our children are going to play together. In life, our children are going to play together. It's not what we're doing right now in America, but it's for our children that we need to do what we're doing right now. Children are going to be the ones that are going to be the ones standing as Americans. Coronavirus is going to get rid of some. They say that some people will go.
And then to make others stronger.
Do you understand that? And if we are a piece of the people that are supposed to go, one thing for sure, two things for certain, God says that the only thing you were supposed to do is always tell somebody the goodness about what he did for you. And if we don't do anything else today, we did it today. How about that? And you can take that one to the grave. You can, they're going to postpone the funeral, you know, because everything done stopped. Nobody can do anything. Every job that you've ever had is done today, and it'll be done for the rest of the year. These people are talking like this, and we're just like, oh, okay, it's going to be dead tomorrow. What's the matter, boss? We sick? Oh, no, People don't want to be hoodwinked, bamboozled, and led astray. Because, you know, one day, once before, we used to be hoodwinked, bamboozled, and led astray. We could always tell, you know what? You know, the vibe has been around for a long time. Everybody got everything to say about the vibe. You know, the vibe has been around for a long time. And this has been happening for a long time. And you know how they do. This is what they do. And this is how they do. And this is what they do. So why is it that we are not doing something different about it? How about that? Maybe let's be radical like they say that we are. But be radical for God. And say, you know what? We ain't going to do it. Together we stand. Divided we fall. 6 feet, that's a grave. And I'm alive. He lives. That's what happened. Do you understand that? I had a it's funny because I got two Muslim brothers right here, right? So when I tell the joke, it's not like a whole disrespect of a joke because, you know, they're sitting there. I asked somebody one day who Easter was, and he explained to me all of the greatness of this magnificent prophet and all of this greatness. But then he said, and he never died. I said, what you mean he never died? No, see, because he never died, because he comes back and, wait a minute, back up. What's he going to do? No, because we waiting on him, because he's coming back, and then when we come, what? How many years ago? Wait a minute. Did you say that he was never dead? Because, you know, if he never dead, that means he's still alive. If he never died, that means he lives. Come on, help me, Jesus. Help me, God, because what we need to understand in today's world is maybe we've been played with a little bit too much. Maybe it's time to change, tell the truth, shame the devil. I'm surprised they ain't cut us off. You know why? Because they don't understand it. It's some real stuff going on right now. And it's one thing for sure and two things for certain. I will be the first person to tell you, you heard it here first on D-Block Church, Purpose Kingdom Network. What up? And we doing this thing, and we out here. You know why we out here? Because they believe that we're not. And guess what? I'm letting you know we're here.
God goons.
Dang! And I'm so embarrassed, y'all, because, you know, I usually be hyped, and I'll be by myself. And y'all know I'm hyped, and they're looking at me like, oh, my God, who is this girl? But it's funny because y'all are in the studio. Usually they just hear me, so I'm sure they could just imagine what I look like. But to see me, I'm just sitting there like, oh, God. I know y'all know I be tripping. You know I be tripping. But
it's a good trip.
It's a very good trip. And when I tell you that, it's a trip to the point where if you get this trip, this to everybody that get high and all that. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, I dig it.
God,
everybody's got
high
things,
in the world.
But do you understand that? When you can get to, but that's a wholeness that comes in that. That's a oneness. And that's what I'm talking about. We're not there yet as a people to be like, all right, I'm going to be cool by myself. No. That lady's raggedy is all let out. We need to talk to her. We need to speak to her every day and just get nice. Why? Because we allowed to. Don't be ignoring them people. Make them speak. Why? Because we got the kingdom authority to let Satan know not right now. No more. You can't have it. Why? Because you done ran all the way amok. How about that? God done stopped everything. Say something. Oh, my God. Did she just blame that on God like that? Oh, my God. Let me explain. Our Creator does everything. Like these young men told you they did everything, our Creator does everything. He knows everything. He did everything. And guess what he did? He did it all because he loved us. All because he loved us. And you're supposed to share your love. Anybody tell you not to, you should look at them funny. Everybody's saying to myself, to themselves right now, if they know me personally, Adrian, but you just talk a little bit too much. Understand, I'm going to talk until you start to hear me. I'm talking until you hear me.
Yeah, we talk, don't text.
Please don't text. you better pick up your phone. Texting me, you better pick up your phone if I call you. I don't care if you don't say nothing, but I'm busy. But you better, because you better not be texting no book. Yes, because Jesus, we talk. And the blessing of talking is that once you get to talking, the time go by. You don't know what's going on. And before you know it, you just sat in the midst of greatness and don't even know how it happened.
It's good to talk.
Because together.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, everything was created through words. So we need to talk. We need to talk positive, talk about God, the higher being, blessings, and what we need to do to receive them blessings.
Well, I like that. You said the word, because the word became flesh.
Yep.
So, but if the word became flesh, then you go back to the word became flesh, and the word was the word. So the word was the word. So everybody has to understand that the word is the word, but then we got caught up. We still get caught up. And as long as we allow the opportunity to get caught up, we might not be called up.
Right.
Because we are caught up. So sometimes we have to be careful because now I know I got people that go to church and they're like, oh my God, what is she saying? She's wrong. You can't say this to the people. This is not the right way to say it. This and the other thing. Understand that it might not be the right way to say it, but it is exactly what it is. The same plague that was sent back in the Old Testament where we had to go in the house and apply the blood to the mantle. Remember? So that it could be passed on so we could still survive because we were the chosen. We knew how to do what was supposed to be done because we knew it was coming. So because we knew and we were prepared, we went in and then we applied the blood to the mantle. Now we walk and we say that we know this thing and we think that we have this big old relationship and now it is time for all of us to apply the blood.
Right.
It's now time to apply this, you know why? Because everything from now until next week, you should be applying blood to. Why? Because
faith without works is dead.
Wait a minute. Palm
got the work.
Get so. Listen, I still got my palm. They explained to me what the palms is all about, and y'all have to understand that by next week, when Sister Trina comes on, I'm going to ask Sister Trina to explain what the palm is all about. Because the palm is special, and when you have the palm, and I didn't understand that the palm, they burned the palm for it to be the ash for the next year and stuff. And that's like the whole, that's awesome. Y'all, that's awesome. That's God. That's honor. Somebody out there right now might be listening and they're trying to figure out how is it that we just sat here and did it. Why am I so hyped? Why am I like the way that I am? But the reason why I'm like the way that I am is because I have a relationship that is like no other. I have learned how that at the end of the day, if I don't do anything else, God got me. And I try every day. I try not to leave things undone. How about that? You know how they say don't put off what you can do tomorrow, like do it today, like, and people do that every day. I've been doing that all my life, and I stopped because I realized, even through the coronavirus, maybe the coronavirus is for me. So maybe the coronavirus is for you. Maybe the coronavirus is for all of us. Maybe for the coronavirus is for us to pay attention to say, you know what? I do need to stop. I do need to pause for a second. I do need to turn the game off. Because I do need to focus. I need to focus on my house. I need to focus on my family. I need to focus on my life. I need to focus on what's going on right now. Because if I focus on the television and I focus on what they're talking about, it's just going to make me sick. I look at one side, I'm over here sick. I go over the other side and the other people telling me that I am sick. So now, where am I supposed to go? God, I'm glad you asked. Go up. Look up. He's right there. He's still waiting. He's so waiting right now for you to just be like, you know what, God? I need you. I need you. It's like an honoring thing, but you got to break what you have. It's like a pride thing, I guess. You got to break your pride. You got to humble yourself. You got to ask for forgiveness. You got to really, you got to come clean. And I like it because, you know, coming out of jail, you know, ain't nobody ever did anything wrong. Everybody's always innocent. Ain't the thing? I ain't never did it.
Right.
No matter what, I ain't do it. Like, that's just the deal. I just didn't do it. So I don't even care if I did it or not. You know that when you get in there, the thing is you just didn't do it. It don't matter what they said. I didn't do it. This is one thing that we can't do. We can't say I didn't do it. Because if you did it, if you got a relationship, you know that you did it. You put it out there. You put it on the altar, and God fixed it. He picked it up, and he then looked at it, and he put it in the brick, and it's now something that's under your foundation. You do it right, they become solid rocks, and then they say, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. You better understand one thing, y'all. If you don't have a personal relationship with God, I invite you tonight to ask God to come into your life. I ask God to come into your life, cleanse you, work on you, heal you, and help you every single day for the rest of your life, because you sure ain't going to get it in one. And guess what? It's going to get worse before it gets better. But God got it. God got it. I don't even know what time it is. Okay, good. We still got time, so if there's a caller out there, I need callers to call in now. I don't know if we were able to find Chappie tonight, but if we were able to find Chappie, I really, really, really would love her to come on and do the finesse of the finesse of the finessing of it, because these two young brothers sitting here in my living room, not on somebody's screen, not made up, not do I know them, not are they reading the script and, you know what I mean, asking questions. I'm still waiting on that coronavirus person, too. You still got, like, 20 minutes, I think, to please press 1. Because I'm telling you, Donald Trump, you better send somebody quick to press 1 and say something about the coronavirus, because tomorrow, I'm trying to tell you, it's going to be tears on you, bruh. It's going to be tears. Hello?
Yeah, real quickly, I'm just going to go ahead and do the announcement.
Here we
go. I just want to let you know you have a caller, okay? So this is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. We thank you, whether you're calling online or via phone, so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for Twitch, which is going to be started at the 9 p.m. hour. So with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Toy Talk. Also, if you want to hear any of our past or previous shows, you can go to www.blogname or our show name, and you can hear the show in its entirety and at your convenience. Also, we hope to invite you on any of our social media pages, which is LinkedIn, iTunes, Purpose Kingdom_ on Instagram and Twitter, where you can go to anchor.com or Anchor FM and you can get a morning word inspiration. So just don't forget to tell a friend. And with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements. Now, we do have Pastor Toy on the line, and then you have a caller. So which one you want me to bring first?
I think, We got to bring the call in. But you got to bring Chappie. Ow! It just runs Chappie. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Hello, caller. Welcome to D-Lock.
Thank you.
What's up?
Yes, my name is Dee Dee.
Yeah, Dee Dee. Welcome, Dee Dee.
Well, thank you. I was just calling in to support the brothers there. It's just an honorable thing to hear them share their story and you just sharing the word in such an awesome way. And I just wanted to have a question to the gentleman tonight in respect of what's going on with the coronavirus and talking about social distancing and things of that matter. Like, you know, everybody everybody is going, you know, having a lot of anxiety. I wouldn't want to say the word crazy, but really are twiddling their thumbs and not understanding how to really adapt and cope to this new lifestyle of living and living in a space where they have to be in solitude. But for the gentlemen that are there tonight, just to talk about or just give words of encouragement, to really expound on the whole process of being able to have a strong mentality to live in that type of space and to have that faith in God and to, you know, stay grounded. Like, what kind of words of encouragement they can give to somebody tonight who's listening and maybe feeling like, you know, they can't handle this 6 feet space that's been given to us, or having to be in quarantine and not allowed to be free when actually they are free, just coming up with creative ways to manage that and to cope with that.
Beautiful question. In life, you will be placed in situations and positions where you're just going to have to learn how to adjust to the changes that's going on around you. Like right now, there's a whole lot of changes going on around us, and they just asking for everybody to cooperate with them. So if everybody just take a chance, I mean, take a second and just do something different in their lives outside of the norm that they used to do. And if we all cooperate together, calm down, relax, and just listen to what they try and say, all this could pass by quicker than they believe it will.
And to elaborate on that a little bit, as far as this social distancing, and first and foremost, you just got to have faith, man, like that God got you. Whatever God you believe in, just know that God got you, man. You trust in God.
You believe. Whatever God.
Yes.
I'm going to fight you because it's only one.
It's one God. But, you know, people call God different things. It's definitely one God. And the whole thing is, being though me and my brother came from where we came from, being secluded, farther than 6 feet apart, and this day and time, they telling us stay away from 6 feet apart. I understand it, but at the same time, man, like, we got to come together as a people, man, and overcome this. And with that, you gotta be real hard and strong on believing that you're gonna be safe. And that God got your back.
By humbling yourself.
Exactly.
The things that we don't want to do.
Humble yourself and just, like I said, it'll be over and then you will go back to your norm. Like me and my brother, we adjust. We adjust for 24, 25 years. And now we're back to the norm and we're getting used to living the norm. So if you just take a brief moment to adjust and change and cooperate with all they trying to say to us, it'll pass, and then we'll be back to the norm.
I like it. It says, this too shall pass.
Exactly.
This too shall pass. We're going to make it through, because it says, yea, though I walk through the valley, like through the valley. I'm just so excited. Because Kathy is on the line.
And Carla, we thank you for calling in, too.
Girl!
We appreciate that.
We really thank you for calling in. And guess what? Make sure you tell friends to tell more friends to tell more friends that we come on every Thursday night. We actually on every single night.
It was crazy. They tell us to stay 6 weeks apart, feet apart.
Man.
I hug my brother every time I see him, man. And I ain't going to stop doing it.
And you bet not.
I hug my cousin every time I see it, and I ain't going to stop doing it, man. Because you know what? I think and I believe that God got me, man. He got the cloth over us. He's going to protect us, man. And we're going to ride through this, man. And we're going to prosper in life, all of us. We just got to have the faith and belief in God that he got it. And I definitely got that faith because he proved it to us.
Amen. Hi, you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. You can make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can make me doubt him in my heart. Sound like tap. I heard tap. I heard tap.
Hey, hey, everybody. I'm just blessing God, praising God for being here, blessing and praising God for the two young men who joined in with you this evening, blessing and praising God for the word that went forth this evening. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not with this social distancing stuff. Like, I understand it. I understand the reason behind it. I understand what it is they're trying to do with it. I'm just going to say that I got some parts of it that I just don't agree with. But that's neither here nor there today. I'm just praising God because two people that I know that the devil thought he had is standing in the land of the living, decreeing and declaring that they are free and free from it all. So I just thank and praise God for that. Now, Adrian, if I'm not mistaken, you wanted me to do the call of salvation?
Yeah, you know how you do the finesse of the finesse. I had told them, you know, you mean they got to give it up. They got to be honest. They got to tell the truth. They got to shame the devil. They got to tell the truth. Tell him to sit down. It ain't time. It ain't his time. I told them how to do it in my way. But you know how you do the finesse of the finesse and the finesse of the thing and the thing. You know, because we had already talked about the word being word and the word being flesh and everything. So we got that part. But go on, do what you do. Do what you do.
And that's just what it is. It's about you being willing to give up your mess, to give up your way of thought, to give up your nonsense. And what I mean by give up your way of thought, because people are saying, oh, there they go. They're trying to brainwash them. They're trying to get them into organized religion. Please understand, I don't care about organized religion. As of right this second, you can see that God don't care too much for organized religion either, because he just shut organized religion down. We're not talking to you about a church membership. We are talking to you about a personal relationship. And the way that we believe you obtain that personal relationship is through the gift that God gave through us. Jesus said when he was walking on this earth, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father except by me. So you just believe God on his word. You accept him into your life. You accept the gift of God into your life. And despite what everybody tell you, it's all done by faith. If it was something we could do by ourselves, he never had to do what he did. If it was something that we could do on our own, we would all still be living in Eden, in paradise. But he made a way for us. Now all we have to do is accept that which he gave to us. And it's not hard to do. It's real simple. You can say this prayer after me. You just say, Father God, I accept the gift that you provided for me, which was your son, Jesus. I don't care which name we call him, by Jesus, Isa, Yahshua, whichever name we are talking about, the God-man, the Messiah, and we accept him into our lives. We ask him to forgive us of our sins and to begin to make us new right now in Jesus' name. And if amen. And if you said that prayer, the next thing you do is you just tell somebody. According to God's word, he said, if you believe it in your heart and confess it out your mouth, then you shall be saved. So you just let somebody know, hey, I gave my life to Christ this evening. I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. As soon as you say it out of your mouth, according to God's word, you are saved. And we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, Brother Robert already told you how you can follow us here on Purpose Kingdom Network, but we do also encourage you to attempt to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But as he said, if you cannot, that's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Tomorrow evening, I will be on with Toy Talk, and we're going to be talking to President Trump himself. Not talking with him directly as if he would be on the line. I wish we could accomplish that. However, we will be talking to him with, dear Mr. President. So we invite you, if you have some thoughts, some feelings that you would like to express about how you feel things are going right now in our country, join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Sister Adrian, wonderful ministry, and it is back in your hands.
Oh, wow. I just want to say to God be the glory. I know that we are really, 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 really coming to the end of this. So I just want, I want y'all to say bye. Say bye to the people. And that way we can just end it. Y'all have anything else to say? Or we can end it like that.
I just want to say that believe in God, man. You do wonderful miracles, man.
I want to say thanks for having me on tonight. See me in other places. On other things.
And look forward to us to hitting this podcast up again.
We'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back. All right, y'all. What up, what up, what up? I hope y'all enjoyed it. Good night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.